Welcome back, everyone. I'm Jeff Ishii, and this is On the Farm Radio. I want to welcome a special guest to the program today, Mr. Ryan White. He is with Farm Credit of the Virginias. Ryan, it's a real pleasure to have you on the program.
Thanks, Jeff. I appreciate having the time to talk with you.
For our listeners who are not familiar with the footprint of Farm Credit of the Virginias, familiarize us with that.
So Farm Credit of Virginias, there's different associations of farm credits all over the United States. Our association covers most of West Virginia and about half of Virginia running down through the line. So, and just a little hair of Maryland. So, and over time, you know, associations get bigger and bigger and cover that footprint, but we've covered that territory for quite some time now.
Now, in that territory, of course, agriculture is a major component of the economy. And within agriculture, the poultry industry, chicken and turkey production, it's big time in Maryland, in Virginia, and West Virginia. How important is it?
Well, for the local Harrisonburg branch here in Rockingham County, that's our number one agricultural sector is poultry. And of course, we have a lot of integrators here, the poultry companies, and they have all their facilities and plants and everything kind of centralized in Rockingham. So if you drive from Augusta to Rockingham, you see the turkey statue. And so Rockingham County has always been known as a turkey capital of the U.S. So it is big time, and a lot of people don't realize probably that the impact that it has on the local economy and in our area as well.
Well, let's spend a couple of minutes talking about what the public might not realize is the investment that farmers make in order to become poultry producers. So give us an example. If I wanted to go out and buy a few acres of land and I wanted to put up a chicken house, a modern facility, what kind of expenses am I looking at?
Well, those have definitely skyrocketed. I know that people are very familiar with housing prices and how those have increased, and you hear a lot about that in the media. But farmland has also gone up. So if you were going to look for, let's just say, a 30 to 100-acre parcel of land that you wanted to put poultry houses on to start the farm, one, you'd have to find it. So in our area, that can be somewhat difficult. There's just not a lot of open land that is on the market or stays on the market very long. So cost, I mean, you're probably looking $10,000 to $15,000 per acre, and that's just bare land with no house on it. And that could be, so I mean, you could be looking anywhere from $500 to $1 million in just the land investment pretty easily to put poultry houses on. And then you have the houses, the equipment that's all specialized in there. And these houses, modern houses, are run by computers and very smart and very efficient. And they don't waste heat, or they move air just when it's needed. So it is impressive what the houses have become, but the price tag on those has also gone up. So I'd say the average poultry farm maybe has two poultry houses per farm, and to construct those new, you're depending on what excavating. So if you have a perfectly flat location, you might be on the lower end, and if you are on the side of a hill that you're excavating, that you have to do a lot more dirt moving, it could go up. So you probably a million and a half for two houses, let's just say. If you're talking about $2 to $3 million with land included, and you don't even have a place to live, if in that scenario, then you have to build a house on it. So it is an extreme investment and a commitment to, you know, farming for 15, 20 years.
Let's talk about the technology within those poultry houses. I think the average listener, the average citizen of our area, probably has no idea of the technology. You know, when we say the word chicken house, we get this, you know, this vision of a wooden structure like Grandpa had with a few hens running around. But when we say modern poultry facilities, describe some of the technology that's in use today.
Right. So, and I'm not an expert on the the equipment technology, but there are advanced computers that when you walk into, they have like a work room on the poultry house that you walk into, and the computer on the wall, and it, when you, if you aren't familiar with it and you're brand new to farming, the poultry companies and the equipment guys will be out there kind of helping you. It's like when you get an iPhone for the first time or anything like that. It takes you a while to kind of learn all what all the buttons do and all the settings, and those can change too by season. So it is basically a advanced computer on the wall that tells you a bunch of information, and you can change airflow speed, and you have feed lines and water lines and all these things. So if you mess anything up, then the birds aren't happy. And then if they're not happy, then they don't eat as much and grow as well. So you want them to live the best life possible in that house, as comfortable as possible. And so the computers have really done that. They even have things now where there's machines that will go through the house and help labor-wise with some of those things. And also everything's wireless now, so there's computer apps with a lot of the systems that you don't have to be physically there in the house, and it will tell you all the parameters that are going on, humidity and some of those things. So it definitely has come a long way, and like you said, I think the general public, you know, you see in the movies and stuff like that, just a, you know, 50 hens running loose in the backyard where they're throwing corn kernels out or whatever on the ground, and that is certainly not the case. It is majority family farms in our area. I mean, pretty much all, but they have become more business-like because of the advancements and all these things. And the cost is, you have to really be on top of your game, and it's a competitive market.
We're talking today with Ryan White with Farm Credit of the Virginias. And Ryan, Farm Credit is there to help producers, and especially on the financial side of the picture.
Yes, and I think, you know, I'm biased. I've been at Farm Credit for 20 years, and a lot of our loan officers are pretty well tenured with what they do, and typically the farm loan officers at Farm Credit have a passion for farming. That's why, you know, we do the jobs that we do is we have some interest or even side hobbies of our own and farming. So but it is more important, I think, than ever with the way that financing is, because there is a lot of options on what you can do. But Farm Credit, the whole reason that we're here and we're chartered to lend money is for agriculture. And so a lot of the products that we have are completely tailored to the poultry operation or farm operation. And just a lot of times talking through with somebody when they're getting into it or if they've been somewhere else, just the ability to call somebody, the same person, and talk to them whenever you have a question. Because when we make a loan, we manage that loan all the way through. So it's not sent somewhere else. You don't have to call a 1-800 number. So the majority of my customers call my cell phone whenever they have a question or if something happens and they need some guidance on whatever. But so our products on poultry are pretty specific to the industry, and they're flexible. So a lot of poultry guys, they might only get, well, they want their payments on quarterly instead of monthly, or having an interest only period that's loaded in a certain position that helps them succeed. And always Farm Credit's been known in the ag world for long-term fixed rates for farm loans, and that's not out there and for most other lenders as an option. So I feel like I put myself in the farmer's shoes. There's so many variables that they don't have control of in farming, you know, weather related and markets that they don't control and all of these things. They work really hard every day to provide a product for the consumer. And sometimes, you know, they're a price taker, and sometimes they do everything right and have a bad result. And so having an interest rate that is fixed and doesn't move and is predictable for them is one thing that they can rely on. So, yeah, so we've been over 100 years lending money to farms, and hopefully around for 100 more.
Well, very interesting topic, the economics of modern poultry production right here in our region. Ryan White with Farm Credit of the Virginias, I want to thank you for joining us.
Hey, thank you, Jeff. Appreciate you having me on.